share with you something that I learned, one of the most important lessons I ever learned, and it didn't come from another human being. It came from an animal. Have you ever learned anything from an animal? What did you learn from an animal?
They have very large tongues.
They have very large tongues, okay. They can communicate. How can they communicate? All right, so they're trying to tell you something, right? Well, God told me something, and he used my favorite pet of all time. In my life, I've only had one dog, but I loved that dog, and it was like my son. It was like my child. I raised it from a little pup, and wherever I went, my dog was with me. We were like two peas in a pod. We'd go fishing together. I'd be out there in the middle of the stream, fly fishing, and here my pup would be there, treading water right next to me the entire time. We'd go through long walks through the woods and everything. Well, you know, I'd never had a dog before, and I didn't even know how to raise a dog. And so I'd stop little children on the street and say, how do I do so-and-so? And that, because they had more experience with dogs and animals and pets than I had, because my mother never allowed us to really have pets other than a couple of hamsters, which weren't too throwing. So my dog, here I brought him home, and I bought him from a person who was raising. It was a golden retriever. Aren't they beautiful golden retrievers? And they're so loving, you know? Well, here I had this little puppy, you know, and I had to learn how to paper train him. I didn't know about paper training. I didn't know what to feed him. I didn't know, you know, about shots and all that. So I had to talk to as many people as I could. And you know, my little dog, as he was growing up, got into so much trouble. One day I had my check, you know, which they pay me, you know, they pay me to do this too, you know. They wrote a little check out with my pay in it. He jumped on the table and he ate my check. And once he ate my check, I couldn't pull that thing out of his stomach, could I? I had to go and get another check written. I said, oh my God, why'd you do something that dumb? Another time, I spent all week writing a sermon. You know what he did? He ate my sermon. He loved it. He ate everything. He'd chew my furniture, and he'd leave little gifts for me on the middle of the floor that I had to clean up afterwards. Do you understand what I'm saying? Little gifts on the floor? And one day, I'm thinking to myself, is it worth it having this pup? When you think about all the problems and all the trouble that this dog puts me through, I had to pay for shots that cost me all kinds of money. I bought a dog house that cost me all kinds of money. You know, I had to buy a leash, and I had to buy all these things for this dog, and here he was repaying me by eating my pay and eating my sermons and leaving me gifts and doing all kinds of other things. But of course, we all do that when we're growing up, don't we? You know, we all, because we don't know enough, right? And so, one day I'm sitting in my chair, and it's late at night, and I'm thinking about everything that dog had cost me. You know, and I put it in terms of money. Well, it cost me this amount of money this month, and this amount of money, and all the dog food. I had to buy special dog food for him, and then I had to buy this. And I'm thinking to myself, man, is it worth it to have this dog? Is it really worth it? And all of a sudden, my dog is on the other side of the room. You know, I mentioned the name Aslan, because that was the name Aslan. He looks up, he heard his voice, he started running across that room, he jumped into my lap, and he started licking me up one side of the face. As soon as he finished licking up one side of my face, he started licking me up the other side of the face, and looked at me with that dumb grin on his face, and you know what happened? What do you think, what would you have done? Would you say, get away from me, it costs too much, I can't put up with you anymore. Is that what you would have done?
No, I would never abandon puppy.
You would never abandon puppy?
No.
Well, I looked into those baby blue eyes of this beautiful, beautiful golden retriever, and my heart melted. And you know what I said? I said, Adam, you're worth every cent. You're worth every cent. And I realized in that instant that you can't take something as wonderful as the love this puppy, you know, that became eventually like my child, my son, you know, that you cannot put a monetary, that this dog, no matter what this dog did, I would love this dog unconditionally. Now, what do you think that dog taught me about God?
He has unconditional love.
He has, and what is unconditional love?
It means his love never ends.
It never ends. And no matter what you do, it doesn't matter. God will forgive you. When we come before God and we say, God, I'm sorry. God, I can't believe I did something this stupid. God, will you please forgive me? Do you think God's going to turn around and say, do you know what you cost me? Well, you know, it did cost him a lot. It cost him a son. But he says, you know, there's nothing too good for you. Because I love you so much that I'll forgive you again today and tomorrow and the day after, because you guys are always going to need forgiveness. But just know that my love for you is unconditional. It never ends. And it will be with you always. So I learned that from my dog. And now I try to learn that not only from dogs, but from other human beings, from everyone I can. You know, tell me more lessons of how God can speak to us. And that's one of the most important things we can learn, that our God loves us. And he never stops loving us. You know, no matter how many times we may cost him. Okay? Let's all take hands and let's all get wired up together here into a circle. And I'm going to lead us in a prayer. Let's pray. Gracious God, thank you for a love that's like this circle. It's endless. It goes round and round and round, and it's just filled with your purpose. Thank you for never giving up on us, but always reminding us that we are your children. That no matter where we go in this world, you hold our hand, and you watch over us and protect us and care for us. And this we ask in Jesus' name.